In hearing nostalgic impressions, we hear the great trumpeter of our time, someone who's quite remarkable, Wynton Marsalis, who not only is a remarkable jazz artist, but classical artist, master of a Haydn and a Mozart concerto, spanning both worlds. And we know in this particular piece we heard, your father was playing piano, and your brother was playing tenor, and was he alto?
Soprano.
Soprano. One of the three I got. I think Wynton Marsalis, who he is, we know that New Orleans was the beginning. I suppose in hearing this music with your father and brother, what's the first thought comes to your mind?
Many thoughts. I remember hearing my father play this tune with his band in the early 70s. This is before I really was interested in playing jazz. But just all through my life, I've heard my father play piano. And just at home and on gigs, I would go to a lot of his gigs, and just the sound of him playing is like a familiar sound. It reminds me of growing up. You know what I mean? Like other people have other memories of growing your childhood and stuff. Throughout the entirety of my life, I can just remember like the way my father plays or songs. That, even though when I was growing up, I didn't like that kind of music. Just that just always is in my mind.
Yeah, we're talking about New Orleans now, aren't we?
Yes, sir.
With its own tradition of march. Did you hear on recordings elsewhere the marching band music or the New Orleans jazz? How did that... You said a moment ago that you didn't like it, you said.
Yeah, well, I started off not wanting to play music at all. I just played music because my father played and my brother was playing. When we were like 8 and 9, 9 and 10, we played with Danny Barker's band. It was called the Fairview Baptist Church Marching Band. That's a band that he had to expose younger musicians to the old New Orleans style music. And I would play, but I equated that music with something else. You know, I was culturally ignorant. So I wouldn't even listen to Louis Armstrong because I figured he was Uncle Tom or something. I was confused, you know, I didn't understand what that music really represented. So my realizations of what New Orleans music was didn't come until I was 18 or 19 years old.
Oh, so in the beginning, yeah, that music is really... You said Tom music, that's put-down music. You thought, it's something to be ashamed of.
Yeah, I had a distorted image of what those musicians were about. But that's because I never listened to that type of music. I knew the tunes like, Oh, When the Saints and Didn't He Ramble, Just a Closer Walk with Thee, just because everybody in New Orleans knew them. A second line. But so far as understanding...
To point out perhaps that the second line are those who marched along with the band when, say, during a funeral, going to their coming back. And so that's what they knew.
Right. I mean, you know that. That's part of our heritage. But the music, the actual music has been